Today we celebrate the Epiphany of the Lord, and the word epiphany comes from the Greek word meaning to manifest or to make known. In other words, today we're celebrating the first manifestation or revelation of Jesus as the Son of God to other people. And our readings today remind us of God's numerous manifestations in our lives and how we are called to share those manifestations with others. And we have the story of the Magi, which we're all familiar with. The Magi traveled quite a distance as they followed the star. And then the gospel says, and on entering the house, they prostrated themselves and did him homage. And so clearly they knew that they were in the presence of a king, because you prostrate yourself out of reverence and submission to a king. But they also came bearing gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh, which symbolized Christ's divinity, his kingship, his divinity, and his humanity, because the gold is for the kingship, the frankincense for his divinity, and the myrrh for his humanity. And these gifts make known to us who Christ is. He is our Lord, our God, and our Redeemer. And we try to live this out in our daily life. But everyday life does have its challenges, doesn't it? But what does daily life and all the little challenges of daily life have to do with holiness? Well, they really have everything to do with holiness. There is a spiritual writer from the 18th century in France named Jean-Pierre de Caussade, and he wrote a book called Abandonment to Divine Providence. It's a real classic. You can still buy it. It's still very timely to read. And he writes this: the awareness that God is present and active in everything that happens at every moment is the deepest knowledge we can have in this life of the things of God. And that truly is something to think about. God is present in everything that we do, everything that happens. And so we could say that every moment is a sort of sacrament, because a sacrament is what? It's a visible sign that gives grace, the promptings of the Holy Spirit. That's what it is. And God is not somewhere out there. God is present now, right here, and in the circumstances of all of our lives. And if we want to discover him and see his epiphany, we have to pay attention. We could ask ourselves, for instance, do I take time in my day to stop and reflect on what God is doing in my life? And to do so, well, we need to kind of slow down and smell the roses of life. You know, when I was in my first assignment at St. Bridget in Parma back in 1980, and I was a very eager young priest. All the young priests are eager, I guess. And the pastor, Father Bayer, when I were talking and I was telling him about things I was doing in the parish, and he finally said, Troja, you have to slow down and smell the roses. And so every morning when I walk behind the church here to get to the offices, and we have that beautiful statue of Mary, which is going to be repaired later this year, and we have the rose garden alongside, I always remember what Father Bayer told me: stop and smell the roses. And what does that really mean? Well, it means to take time in our life from everything we're doing every day to place ourselves in God's presence. That's what it means. It means to be present with God and present to God. And that frequently means we're not doing much talking. We're letting God do the talking, the Holy Spirit talk to us through our heart, through our minds. And it's in silence and prayer where we can take that time to do just that. And I'm not talking about an hour every day or even a half hour. 5, 10, 15 minutes. That's all it takes. As we slow down, we become more aware of God's presence God being present in our lives and active in everything that happens at every moment. We start to recognize Christ manifesting himself to us in those around us, in our relationships with them. Christ is still manifesting himself to us today. We enter God's house weekly when we come into this church, and upon entering his house, we are in his presence. That's why we genuflect to the tabernacle where we know Jesus is present with us. Well, is meeting Christ our top priority each week? I think for those of you who are here, it really is. When we meet him, do we give him homage and show reverence, knowing that he is our King? Do we offer him our gifts of our prayer time, our talent, our treasure? As Christian stewards, we are called to respond to Christ's manifestation to us in the Eucharist. As he manifests his love for us, we in turn show our love, our reverence, and very importantly, our gratitude to him, to Jesus. And as we strive to become more faithful disciples of Christ, we prepare our hearts to receive Christ's manifestations in our lives, the big ones, the small ones. And let us be Christ to others, we pray for. In other words, let us look at every moment through the lens of gratitude and share what we receive with one another, because God gifts us with countless manifestations.